Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we talk about the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you on this journey as we ask ourselves, where are we with Jesus this week? So today is Holy Saturday, which is pretty newly observed in Community of Christ, at least. And Holy Saturday is the last day of Holy Week that began with Palm Sunday. And then we had our Monday Thursday episode, our Good Friday episode. And today is the Saturday between the crucifixion of Good Friday and the resurrection of Easter Sunday. So where we are is we are outside the tomb. Jesus has been crucified, laid in a tomb, but his body has not yet been prepared for burial because it was the Sabbath and the women could not come and do that work of preparation on the Sabbath. So we're waiting for that to happen and everybody's nervous, particularly the authorities. And the scriptures tell us that they place a guard at the entrance to the tomb because they're nervous and anxious because they've heard rumor that somehow Jesus would disappear from the tomb and all different ways that that might happen. Someone might steal him. He might come back to life and walk out. They just don't know. So they place a guard at the entrance. And on Holy Saturday, we find that we also are restless as we wait from this darkness of Good Friday and wait for Easter morning. There's a quote from Michelle Van Loon, and she writes in Moments and Days, How Our Holy Celebrations Shape Our Faith. She writes this, on Holy Saturday, we feel the full impact of what has taken place. From the giddy high of the procession on Palm Sunday, through the formational experience of Monday Thursday, to the horror of the crucifixion on Good Friday. On Holy Saturday, we feel the weight of Holy Week, and we realize we are not at peace, not without Jesus. So Blake, how does our scripture today help us with the waiting of Holy Saturday?
Well, our scripture comes from Matthew 27, the 57th through the 66th verse. Let me read that first, and then we'll talk just a few minutes about that. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, the day after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, we remember what that impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception would be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can. So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. Their own insecurities and fear, they didn't want to admit that Jesus was Messiah or King, but there must have been something in the back of their minds that just in case, let's be careful. And on Holy Saturday, in gatherings of Christian community, we feel dismay, pain. Prayers are offered as the people wait in a world darkened by injustice, violence, oppression, greed, and unbridled consumption. I mean, we sit in wait for healing, for reconciliation, for systemic change. And as we wait, we reflect on the persecution that Christ suffered. On this Holy Saturday, we examine our own lives and recognize that as Christians, as Christ followers, we are called to live courageously as a counter to the hatred, consumerism, division, idolatry, and fear of our surrounding cultures. Again, on Holy Saturday, we address the difficult questions we face. We exercise courage to resist cultural temptations that distract us from the quiet summoning of the Spirit, and courage to welcome the dawn we cannot yet see, the dawn of liberating resurrection. So how can we experience that this week, Karen?
Well, I'm pretty comfortable, or it's commonplace for me to experience the anxiety of waiting and the nervousness that brings at different times. It's interesting to see it kind of formalized in our discipleship on Holy Saturday, that's exactly what this day is about. It's about that anxious waiting. So there are some hymns that came to mind as I was thinking about Holy Saturday that really express the mystery and hope of Holy Saturday. So one of them is very short. It's Jesus, Remember Me. And in Community of Christ Sings, it's 459. And some of our folks know that short a hymn that is a repetitive kind of lament to be remembered. But also 460, just turn the page, is Why Has God Forsaken Me? And I think you talked about that on the Good Friday episode, Blake, is that we wonder that sometimes when bad things or negative things happen. Where is God in this? But the one that always comes to mind for me in foremost is the By Gracious Powers. And that's hymn 268 in Community of Christ Sings. And this is a hymn text written by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who lived from 1906 to 1945. Those dates should sound familiar. They are the dates during World War II, where Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor in Germany, was a theologian who actively resisted Nazism and the mistreatment of Jews. And he wrote about it. He talked about it. He collaborated with people who tried to end the Nazi aggression. And in April of 1943, he was arrested by the Gestapo. He was put in a concentration camp, and he was executed by the Nazis in 1945. And you can learn more about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Go online and Google Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But he wrote the text to this hymn, and I think it's a wonderful text to read on Holy Saturday, especially when we understand the context. By gracious powers, wonderfully sheltered and confidently waiting, come what may, we know that God is with us night and morning and never fails to greet us each new day. Yet is this heart by its old foe tormented? Still evil days bring burdens hard to bear. Oh, give our frightened souls the sure salvation for which, oh God, you taught us to prepare. Those are healing, comforting words for the anxiety of waiting on the vigil of Holy Saturday. So another way to experience this, other than reading hymn texts or Googling Dietrich Bonhoeffer, is hold your own vigil. Light some candles, read from the Psalms, read from Lamentations. Even if you don't have a religious bent, read from poetry in the darkness and just take time to spend some waiting together with others. If you're a more active group, you might want to take a walk in the late evening with family or friends and experience the darkness together and quietly navigate your neighborhood and then come back and share that experience and what that was like for you. So what are some questions we can process on Holy Saturday, Blake?
Well, the first one that comes to mind has to do with waiting. I'm not a guy who likes to wait. I'm very uncomfortable in waiting. And so I think the first question I would ask is, what constructive things might I do to fill the space of waiting? I would also ask the question, what distractions keep me from responding to the nudging of the Holy Spirit? What distractions keep me from responding to the nudging of the Holy Spirit in this time of waiting? And finally, how can I live courageously as a counter to the hatred, consumerism, division, and fear, all of those things? It kind of goes back to the first question of constructively living in the waiting, but how can I live courageously as a counter to that, not just live in the midst of it, but proactively as a counter? So I want to finish us off with our blessing today. Our blessing is a prayer for peace. And there's going to be some pauses in this. We're going to do a little waiting as I finish us with this blessing. So just rest in the pause. God, we wait in silence for the darkness in our world. We wait in silence for those who suffer violence and war. We wait in silence for victims of abuse and neglect. We wait in silence for those who are without hope. We wait in silence this day, knowing when tomorrow comes, we will bear your peace into the world. Amen.
Amen. That's a lovely blessing.
So as we wrap up today, I just want to remind you, I think we have mentioned in previous episodes, the wonderful resource that we have in the Community of Christ, and that is the Community of Christ Sings, which provides not only joyful hymnody during our worships, but it is a source of deepening our theology and our understanding of God. But there's also a lot of hymns, like the one Karen mentioned today, that serve as healing meditation sources of peace in the midst of chaos. So find a Community of Christ Sings hymnal if you can. They're available at heraldhouse.org, and you also can find them in one of our congregations. We have enjoyed being with you this whole week of Easter, and we invite you to join us again tomorrow as we journey into Easter and the resurrection. But always, we invite you to join us here at Coffee to Go every week for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Project Zion Podcast is a ministry of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.